Wait a minute, I didn't use any this morning.
I know, I smelled it up in the bathroom.
What's the dustpan for?
Well, gee, Dad, we wouldn't want good old Martin to step on all that broken glass. Up on him. Now we gotta shoot fast, so get your slingshot out. Make any noise. If that old eagle hears us coming, he'll fly down and bite us. Load up and take aim. He's due any second. And this time, we've got to get him. There goes the fastest bird in the jungle, Joey. We won't see that old eagle again for an hour.
1 o'clock, Joey. Time for you to go home.
But he can't go home, Mom. We're playing something very important.
Oh, I'm sure you are, dear. But Joey's mother wants to take him downtown and buy him some new shoes.
You don't need new shoes, do you, Joey? See, Mom, so it's okay. Can he stay?
No, he can't. His mommy said he had to be home by 1 o'clock. Come on, Joey.
But what'll I do?
Well, why don't you go out and find someone else to play with?
I'll look, but I probably won't find anybody.
Oh. Oh, boy, I hope this doesn't develop into one of those days.
What's a those day?
That's a day when Dennis has nothing to do. The last time it happened, he oiled all the hinges in the house, remember?
Oh, yeah, with peanut butter. Ooh, it smelled all over the house.
Well, I guess I'd better get back to making sandwiches for the Bridge Club. Oh, by the way, I thought you were going to fix the breadboard for me.
Oh, I was, honey, but I went to get the can of wood cement, and it was empty. I would have sworn it was a new can, too.
Well, you'd better get another can. Dennis probably got into it.
The only thing Dennis doesn't get into is his bed when it's his bedtime.
Dennis, we're not deaf in here. One ring is enough.
I was doing shave and a haircut. Six bits.
Yes, I know you were. Don't do it again.
Want to come out and play?
No, I don't. Hey, go play with your friends.
Nobody's home. I haven't anything to do.
Well, go home and play with your father.
He's going to play golf.
Well, I'm sorry, Dennis, but Mrs. Wilson wants me to wash the windows, and then I'm going bowling. Goodbye. I said goodbye.
Does Mrs. Russell want to come out and play?
No. That kid drives me crazy.
Oh, forget about little Dennis. Think about your bowling tournament.
I am. I'm going to lose.
Well, a few minutes ago you said you were going to win.
Well, I've changed my mind. My arm is in the best shape of my bowling career. And my average is at a new all-time high, but I'm going to lose.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, Martha, this may sound crazy, but I've had a premonition. It came to me when Dennis said, I haven't anything to do.
Okay, son. I think that's a keen idea.
Me too. I think that's a...
Oh, I'm sorry, son. That's my ride.
Okay.
We'll practice later, son. Bye, honey.
Bye. Good luck.
Bye, son.
Getting over his cold, and, oh, let's see. Tell Dennis that I walked by the pond yesterday, and his raft was still floating. Some boys were using it to get cattails.
That was a swell raft.
I certainly do miss little Dennis. Tell him I had the sofa cleaned and the stain came out. Love, Grandpa.
Is that all about me?
That's all.
What do I do now?
Oh, why don't you run outside and play?
There's nobody to play with. This is the worst Saturday I can ever remember. Nothing to do. Everybody else has something to do. Eric Mantle's getting vaccinated. Joey's getting new shoes. You're playing bridge. Daddy's playing golf. Mr. Wilson's going bowling. Mrs. Wilson let me play with his bowling ball yesterday. There, no fun. I can hardly lift it. I'm probably the only kid in the whole world that has nothing to do.
Poor Dennis.
Poor Dennis.
Nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
I think the Wilsons have their sprinkler on.
What?
Why don't you put on your swim trunks and go over and ask Mrs. Wilson if you can run through it?
Say, that's a good idea. And maybe before Mr. Wilson goes bowling, he'll have time enough to run through it with me.
Oh, no, I wouldn't count on that, Dennis. And don't you bother Mr. Wilson. You know he gets upset sometimes.
Good old Mr. Wilson's one of my best friends. And I wouldn't do anything to upset him. Hi, Mr. Wilson!
He's still out there.
He isn't hurting anything, George.
He's taking the sprinkler off the hose.
Well, the lawn's still getting watered.
I know, but I'm nervous enough about this bowling tournament, and he just makes it worse. Hello.
George, this is Forster. How's the world's worst bowler?
Well, how would I know? The world's worst bowler wears a police uniform.
Well, we'll settle that this afternoon. Want me to pick you up around 4?
Okay. Just don't forget to bring that trophy. This year, you're going to lose it. Bye. Oh, boy, am I lying. Mother, I still have that premonition.
Oh, now don't worry, dear. Of course you're going to win.
Yeah. I hope you're right.
idea. Do you want me to do another one?
Boat in the bathtub.
You, Alice.
Coming, Gladys.
Come on. You remember Mrs. Armstrong? Come say hello to her.
Oh, no. She kisses.
Hi, Alice.
Hello, Gladys.
How are you?
Fine.
How's the family?
Oh, we're all fine, except that Dennis is upstairs being a little unhappy at the moment.
Oh, well, is there anything I can do to... To cheer him up?
No, I don't think so. You see, he's fretting because I wouldn't pack a bag and take him to his grandpa's.
Hey, kid. You lost?
No, sir. I only get lost at department stores.
Where are you going?
I'm walking to my grandpa's. He's lonesome. Where are you going?
Well, not to our grandpa. Where's your grandpa live?
Just outside Emerson City.
You're going the wrong way.
Gee, it's lucky you told me. I'll turn around.
Wait a minute. You know, it's 40 miles. How do you expect to walk that far? You'd better get in the car.
You gonna take me to my grandpa?
I think we better take you home. Where do you live?
What if I told you I live just outside Emerson City?
It wouldn't work. What's your name?
Jesse James.
Oh, I see. I'll show you how this works. Psychology. You know, we can have a swell game together.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Now, you'll be Jesse James, see?
Okay.
And I'll be the sheriff that captures you.
Hey, I captured you instead.
Now, look here. Take it easy, Oz. Psychology, remember? You know... I have a little boy at home just about your age.
Where was he trying to get to?
No, he's mine. I'm his daddy. And do you know what his name is? It's Freddy.
Freddy. I used to have a rabbit named Freddy. It's a pretty good name.
Well, sure. What's your name?
Jesse James.
Okay. Say, how would you like to take a ride down to the police station?
Plan it someday when I'm not going to my grandpa's.
Well, there might be an ice cream cone down there.
Really?
And I might even run the siren for you a little bit.
Wow, I've never heard a siren. burn from the inside.
Now, give me back my hat, and I want my bag.
Hey, hold it, hold it. What's the matter with you two shouting at a little kid like this?
Yeah, what's the matter?
George, this kid is hard to handle.
What did you bring him in for?
Ice cream cone.
It's hard that he was starting out on a 40-mile walk. We just wanted to make sure he didn't get lost.
And he won't tell us his name.
Well, I imagine he'll talk to me.
Watch yourself. This kid is grease lightning.
Look, I've been on the force 22 years. I've handled more runaway little boys than you two have given out parking tickets. Now, watch this.
Okay, we warned you.
Hello there.
Hi.
Running away, huh?
No, sir. I was going to my grandpa's just outside Emerson City.
Oh, and that's where these two nice officers picked you up when you got lost, huh?
I wasn't lost.
How would you like for us to take you home?
No, I don't think so.
What's your name?
Jesse James.
Oh, right out of the Wild West, huh?
Sure.
How would you like to play a little game?
All right.
Now, you be Jesse James, huh?
Okay.
You know who I'll be?
Who?
Don't say it, Sarge.
I'll be the sheriff.
Gladys, would you mind carrying this in, and I'll bring the coffee and cups. Aren't you going to give little Dennis any cake?
Oh, Gladys, the times Dennis plays quietly upstairs are so few and far between, I wouldn't disturb him for anything. If he wants something, he'll let us know.
Billy? Bobby? Peter? Henry? Jackie? George? Rumpelstiltskin?
You're not even warm.
Oh, I should have been a plumber.
Don't give up so easy. If you get mine, I'll get yours.
Well, Mooney, wish me luck. I'm off to win that cup for the third time.
Good luck, Chief.
Gee, you're the chief of police?
I sure am. And who are you?
That's what we've been trying to find out all afternoon.
Oh. A runaway, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, make friends with a boy. Play with him. He'll tell us his name.
I've been playing with him.
You won't let me play with his handcuffs, though.
Oh, come on now, Sergeant. Let him have your handcuffs. How can he hurt them?
Yes,
sir. Oh, boy. Okay if I handcuff your ankles together?
What? You've got the key, haven't you, Mooney?
Yes, sir, but I don't think...
All right, go ahead, son. Where was he found?
The boys in car 32 found him with his suitcase on the corner of 4th and Elm Street.
Any identification in the suitcase?
Pair of pajamas, some underwear, and a toothbrush.
Now, let's see you chase me.
Why, I can't. You got me handcuffed.
Sure I have. Anybody ever escape from him?
Nope, not in 22 years.
Well... I guess you're my prisoner, then.
I guess I am, too. And we're going to be good friends, too, aren't we?
Sure.
You see, this is the way to handle them. Now, are you going to unlock your friend?
I haven't got the key.
Give him the key, Mooney.
Oops, I dropped it.
Yes, you get their confidence, and they'll tell you anything. Won't you, little boy?
Sure.
You know, I've always prided myself on my ability to handle children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you want to tell me?
I dropped the key to the handcuffs down the grating.
What? The Can you see it, Sergeant?
It's straight down about 10 feet.
Oh, my. Now see what you've done.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Wait a minute, Chief. I'll go get the master key.
Yes, well, hurry up, Sergeant. I've got to pick up a friend of mine, and I'm late already.
What time is it?
It's almost 4.
Gee, I guess I won't be able to play with you anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, my mother's probably through playing bridge. My dad's back from golf. And good old Joey's back from getting new shoes. I'm going home and play with him.
Wait a minute. How are you going to get home?
I'm going to walk. It's only 2.5 blocks. Bye.
I got it, Chief.
Well, it's about time. Get me out of these things.
Here, hold cool. Where's the kid?
Oh, I found out where he lives, and I sent him home. Hurry up, Cooney. I'll miss that tournament.
Yes, sir. I'm hurrying.
Well?
Oh. This is going to hand you a real laugh, Chief.
Yeah?
Remember when I said the handcuffs were 22 years old? Well, the master key only unlocks the new handcuffs.
Any laugh, huh? Well, Mooney, that laugh is apt to land you back on a beat. Now, have the maintenance man get the key out of those pipes right away.
But today is Saturday. He's got the weekend off.
He's what? Well, answer the phone.
Sergeant Mooney, just a second. It's for you, Chief, a Mr. Wilson.
Tell him. Yes, I know I'm late. And I'm apt to be a whole lot later. I probably won't get there at all.
What happened?
Oh, some kid handcuffed my ankles together.
and lost the key. That's too bad. I guess I'll just have to run along without you. Well, you'll have a chance at the trophy next year. Goodbye.
Yow!
Hey, Martha! Martha, come in here.
For heaven's sake, what is it?
Clean off the mantelpiece. Make room for the trophy. The only person who could possibly beat me won't be there.
Wonderful! Premonitions! Booey!
I'll see you later.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Annie. How was the bridge game?
Very exciting. You talk about slams, Gladys slammed everybody in the neighborhood. How was the golf game?
Well, at least I got some exercise.
Oh. Hi, Mom. Oh, hi, Dad. Can I have some cake?
Well, yes, you can, after dinner.
Dennis, did you use up that can of wood cement I had in the basement?
Sure. I found 3 holes I had to plug up.
Oh, I'll get it. Next time, ask me first.
Yes, sir.
Well, young man, what have you been doing upstairs all this time?
I haven't been upstairs. I've been riding in a police car with a siren and playing Jesse James with a sergeant, and for the most part of all, I handcuffed the chief of police's ankles together.
Oh, Dennis, what an imagination.
No, I really did.
That's the darndest thing. Wilson just called me from the bowling alley. I could hardly understand him.
Well, dear, they're very noisy places.
No, it wasn't that. He sounded like he was crying.
Crying?
Yeah, you said something about a... Wait a minute. Dennis, what were the 3 holes you plugged up?
Mr. Wilson's bowling ball. I knew he couldn't win with a ball full of holes.